Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, CJ's here, as well as Jimmy the Bubble Boy. We got the whole crew in here, minus a mermaid or two, as we celebrate Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. And once again, we're celebrating by offering Scuba Radio t-shirts up this weekend only for $4.99. Just go to scubaradio.com, take advantage of that, as well as the hats are half price, $10 off the jackets. It's a sale that we're offering literally this weekend only. That is second to none. We've never had the stuff for sale this low, ever. So take advantage while it lasts. That will just, it'll go back up at the end of November. So you just got a couple days to take advantage of these special sales items. The bonus is if you order over $50 and use the coupon code 15OFF, you'll get 15% off your total order. And that's already on top of our deal of free shipping on any orders over $15. So quite a deal going on this weekend at scubaradio.com. Just go there and click on the shop tab, and you can find all the specials right there. Coming up this hour, our an old friend of the show, Ty Sawyer. He used to be the, I believe, the editor of Sport Diver magazine. Or worked there for many years. He's done a lot of stuff in the dive industry. He has a new TV project for diving where he travels the world and partakes in some of the local libations and culture. It kind of sounds like us with pictures. And
that's my favorite Rush song, by the way, Ty Sawyer.
Yeah. The Space He Invades, he gets by on
Ty,
you.
Awesome.
I think it's Tom.
No, you said it was Ty.
Yeah, he
said Ty Sawyer is going to be on.
Yeah, Ty Sawyer. And Tom Sawyer is the Rush song, though. Not Ty Sawyer.
No, I think it's Ty.
Is it Ty?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that. Fine. So anyway, we have that coming up on the show today, as well as, how to properly act while you're on a dive boat. And we bring this up because, this weekend, yesterday, I actually...
what did you do?
I took part in some of the festivities of Black Friday. I went to Walmart at 10 p.m. with some family members.
Oh, my God.
Just for the experience.
Is that what those bruises are on your head?
Yes.
You sick bastard.
I wanted my kids to experience the true magic of Thanksgiving by going to a Black Friday sale at Walmart.
In the hell?
You can have your children taken away from you for that, Greg.
Here's what you should be thankful for that you don't have to do. And just watch these stories on TV. However, you should see them in person every once in a while just to have perspective
online. Did you get pepper sprayed?
I did not get pepper sprayed, but I did get the true Black Friday Walmart experience by going there and meandering aimlessly through the aisles, clogged with people, and then trying to see if I could score a DVD or a Blu-ray disc for, $3.99. When a lady bent over in front of me and showed me her butt crack.
I knew it. Exposing your children to Walmart.
Cave diving. Cave diving.
Spelunking.
Yeah. And it was an experience.
That's horrifying.
Well, I mean,
did
that's
you lose your sweet potatoes?
No, I just wanted to give my kids that gift of, You know, you'll be telling your grandkids about this one day. Yeah, I was at Walmart on Black Friday, and I saw some lady's butt crack. Sweet. And those were the days. And so anyway.
Your kids are probably already posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few years, they probably won't have that. You'll have to do Black Friday online anyway. So there'll be
robot butt cracks at the Walmarts that will be sent out to do your purchase shopping for you.
Remember the good old days when you go to Walmart and see a butt crack or someone's underwear pulled up by their chest cavity?
You know, I can tell you right now, without any question, that Dennis from ScubaSnobs.com is so happy that this is the introductory conversation to his time on the radio with
us. Well, I bring this up because it's bad form. You see the worst in everybody, whether it's, you know, someone cutting you off for a parking space at the mall or whatever, or you know, obviously you heard about that pepper spray incident at the Walmart up north, where they got a little out of hand and the lady felt she was crowded, I guess, and decided, well, I'll just pepper spray everyone and that'll clear an aisle for me.
What a psycho.
You're much better off going to scubaradio.com and taking advantage of these hot, hot deals today.
This is true. Or you could, you could just learn how to behave better. And this ties to all forms of life, especially diving when you're on a dive boat. And that's where Dennis from scubasnobs.com comes into play. Dennis, welcome to Scuba Radio. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you again, Greg. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine.
Great. So, I also want to say what an honor it is to be on the show the same day as Captain Awesome.
Yes,
thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, well, he's a legend in his own mind. So, you know, you're right up there, I'm sure, with him. Yeah, he welcomes the what is it, competition or
accolades?
Okay, fair enough. We'll just leave it at that.
And I'd also like to say that we probably have the only scuba book out there that does have the phrase butt crack in the actual text. So I thought the introduction was just dandy.
Well, you're all right. You know, I knew this. I just figured, you know, when it comes to, you know, diving etiquette, I mean, that is an issue on a dive boat you got to take into account as well. I mean, if you're not wearing a wetsuit and the person's wearing, an older bathing suit, there's a whole chapter in the Scuba Snobs book just about proper dive apparel, isn't there?
There is, though that wasn't really what I was going to talk about today, but we'll talk about whatever you want. You had talked about shopping and crowding and jostling, and I thought we'd talk maybe, if you had a minute, about underwater dive etiquette.
Well, you know, if a butt crack's crowded in there in too small of a space, that's kind of an overcrowding problem, too. I'm just saying.
We'll get back to the tales of butt crackery later.
Yes, save that for another show. But yeah, diving etiquette when you're on a dive boat, how to properly act. You have a chapter, a section of the Scuba Snobs book just on that, correct?
Right. Actually, let's talk about day boat etiquette. And the unique thing is, you know, we're also getting into the party season, Christmas party season, and a lot of the dive boat rules of etiquette really apply to Christmas parties, too.
Oh, okay. Of course.
Things like don't kick, jostle, or bump into other people. That applies to both.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good for
them. No question.
And then, of course, not puking on other people. That applies to both as well.
That is true.
Well, no, I just had that happen to me.
At a party or on a dive boat?
No, on a day boat. Remember,
I heard they did talked about it on the show, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, you know, I'd never had that happen before. And ironically, I wasn't offended. I kind of wore it like a badge of honor in that I'd never had that happen to me before.
Come on, Greg.
And with all the dive experience,
you're more of a carrier.
Maybe.
You're the Typhoid Mary of
but this poor sap was a beginner diver, and I felt bad for him. I mean, if I would have known it was a seasoned diver and he had blue chunks on me, I probably would have been a little bit more irritated. But I felt for this guy. I was like, you know, he tried to run out of the way, but he couldn't make it before, you know, Mother Nature came calling.
You picked a bad time for a group hug.
Maybe. But the rules of etiquette when it comes to that is that if you're starting to feel queasy, make sure you're already towards the back of the boat, or unlike this guy who was up in the cubby of the dive boat.
Well, exactly. The only really appropriate place to, as you say, blow chunks, to use your delicate phrase, is over the side of the boat. A lot of people don't realize that it's inappropriate not only to aim at another diver, even hit them accidentally.
Now, wait a minute. I never took into account that this guy could have been aiming for me.
He probably was.
Well, you'll never know unless you get a history of how often he's listened to the show and which shows he's heard.
But this is true. Well, but, I was on the boat with some mermaids.
Bucket.
They could have paid them.
Not a good place.
and it's
happened. And of course the mask rinse, and there's other places, but it's pretty simple. You know, scuba snobs aren't real big on feeding fish during diving, but there's an exception. There's only two exceptions to that, and one of them is if you do happen to puke over the side of the boat, that's allowed because that's part of the ecological system.
Right. Okay. Well, hold on. Let's carry this over. You know, this is very timely. After you've gorged on turkey and stuffing over the last couple days, this might come in handy. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Jingle bells, Christmas sweet, soon we'll be here. I can't wait till Christmas Day, I'm glad it's very near.
It's Christmas in the Caribbean, no birds fill the air. It's Christmas in the Caribbean, lots of presents everywhere.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, Christmas season, Christmas parties. Spewing when you've had too much to drink at a Christmas party, or if the boat's been rocking a bit too much, what do you do? What's the proper way to handle that? Well, we have Dennis on from the Scuba Snobs. Check it out, scubasnobs.com, to order this book that talks about diver's etiquette. We're focused on this one particular element at the moment, but we've already covered the fact it's not good to let go in, you know, the mask, rinse bucket, the camera bucket on another diver. And that's fairly common. But the proper technique is just to get to the side of the boat, preferably downwind, I would assume, as well. Right, Dennis?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, your story is something we'll have to put into book two to add the list of places inappropriate to relieve your upper GI. Don't hit the most famous person in the area either.
Well,
Well, maybe we'll let you know the most famous.
That's not really
Frank. Yeah, let's not overstate it.
The most handsome. Listen.
Okay, not anymore. Well, certainly in the studio there today, it's true.
Exactly, on the radio, I should say.
There are other rules for dive boat etiquette. Speaking of camera rinses, nothing goes in them but cameras. You know, people put all kinds of stuff in there that's not appropriate.
And, so what you're telling me is that, and I don't want to argue with you. I really like the folks at Scuba Snobs. The coffee that I'm drinking today is out of a Scuba Snob mug. I have, you know, a lot of great stuff that I've gotten from Scuba Snobs. But you're telling me right now that when I get out of the water, and I'm wearing my my grape smuggling, you know, dive bottoms.
Excuse me.
Well, they're good for grape smuggling.
Is that also banana hammocks? Is that the snack that you have on your surface interval is grapes?
They could be. You don't know. But I look good in something form-fitting. So I like to just take it off and rinse it in the camera bag on my way to the shower.
Well, camera bag won't hold much water.
Not the camera bag, the camera rinse.
Sack.
So you're telling me that's wrong?
Yeah, that's wrong. It's wrong to do that. It's wrong to put the frogfish or octopus you found in the camera bucket. That's happened to us. It's also wrong to hop off the boat with your wetsuit and full gear on and jump in the nearest hot tub. That's happened to us, too. That's why the book's so important.
Yeah.
There's a right way to do these things, and that's not it. And I know, Bill, you probably never would really do that, but hopefully you read the book.
No, I have read the book, and I would do that, and I will do it again, because I think it's better than me just... never mind.
Bill's also not allowed going within 200 yards of a school.
Yeah. Right. Well, all right,
so can't cover the whole gamut, but if I could just add one thing, I think it's real important since you're an educational program.
Yes, obviously.
The first rule of all for dive boat etiquette is use a dive bag.
Yeah.
Use a dive bag. We tell a story about a guy came on with a hard case, not one of those nice Nanooks that you know your sponsor sells.
Right.
Mermaids use for footstools, I think, at DEMA I saw.
Yeah, this is true. Absolutely.
Yeah, but this guy had a big case from another company, you can figure out who, size of a steamer trunk, plops it right in the middle of the dive deck and leaves it there all day.
Oh my God.
Or people wander on the boat with stuff in both hands, dropping it on you. I've been dropped on. I'm sure you've been kicked and like that. And it's all just good manners, good manners. That's why the book is called The Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette. And good manners are important not only during your holiday season here, but all year long. And certainly on the water and under the water, too.
So you're suggesting a dive bag, not a hard case. Now, this is what we usually do here at Scuba Radio when we go on a dive bag, on a dive trip. Normally, we bring paper bags. Is that really the best way to go? I've always thought it's more ecologically friendly.
It works getting on the boat. But once you're on the boat...
Yeah. Right, getting off the boat. I should finish my phrases when I'm on this program. Getting off the boat, there could be a problem.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, we already have the bag anyway from where I purchased all those grapes.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Well, you know, I haven't yet seen on your website that you sell boat bags or tote bags that are soft that you can jam under the seat. You maybe should add that.
Well, maybe.
I do, however, did just finish. I had to interrupt my order of your hot deals. Because that I'm a Scuba Radio T-shirt guy, the last one I bought I used at the gym, and it's quite frankly it's losing its luster.
Well,
so I can't wait to get some of the $5 specials.
Well, there you go. It's actually it's less. It's $4.99.
My bad.
Yeah, see, there you go. Right. But it's this weekend
this
only.
I also would like to let you guys know and your listeners know if they decide they want to pick up our book as a like stocking stuffer. We have some other stuff there, but after they're done ordering the book, if they skip over on our website and click on Friends, they can click on Scuba Radio, and it'll take them right to your site, and they can finish their shopping, buy one of everything from you, or 10.
A great Monday, because they call Monday Cyber Monday. That's
right.
the big online purchasing day.
Mm-hmm.
So a good way to conduct yourself on Cyber Monday, or any time between now and then, of course, go to scubasnobs.com. Again, scubasnobs.com. Get the book, and then click right on the Friends link, and go to the shopping area on Scuba Radio. And remember this when you're placing your order, Dennis. It's $4.99, which means that three of them is not enough to get free shipping. He's going to put the screws to you for those three pennies.
That's it.
Oh, you know what? That causes me to ask a question that I know your audience is dying to know the answer to.
Yeah, what's that?
No, I would just...
On your shop area, does the $15 total have to only be Scuba Radio logo stuff, or can I, like, get a CD or something and throw
Absolutely.
That in and get me over the top?
You can get anything you want there. It all right, adds
just want to make that clear.
Only thing it doesn't apply to is the Force Fins and the Dive Silver, which takes you off to an individual website.
Or the link that says, give $3 for Bill to put his pants back on. That doesn't count either. That's just a donation thing.
Yeah, it's a PayPal
donation.
Well,
I don't have a Scuba Radio parka yet, so that would get me over the top all by itself.
There you go.
We're turning Cyber Monday into Diver Monday.
Yes!
Oh,
click
yeah!
it!
Oh, yeah!
Click it!
All right, scubasnobs.com, that is the website to go and order the book. It's a great little stocking stuffer for the holiday season. For the dive buddy on your list. Get it. You'll thank us later. Dennis, thanks for the update. Thanks for the etiquette, the rules of etiquette on a day boat for diving. And we'll take them to heart and put them to action, okay?
That'll be great. I look forward to talking to you again, and happy Thanksgiving to all.
Back at you. There you go. Dennis from scubasnobs.com. It's a neat little book. Matter of fact, what happened to our copy? You have it, right, Bill? Our copy of Scuba Snobs?
I have committed it to memory, and I let Scuba Radio Santa.
It's rude to Bogart the etiquette book.
Yeah, Scuba Radio Santa is... Is he the one that's in the restroom? He's reading it right now, isn't he?
Do it.
It's possible.
I thought I smelled something.
I don't think he's in the restroom. No, we'd smell that. That'd be a lot more severe.
Well, that's true. All right, more coming up.
He may be outside using the restroom.
Do it.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
So, you know, we're running this special for Thanksgiving, and it is on the website, but I guess I should point this out because the orders are already starting to come in for these $4.99 Scuba Radio t-shirts with the mermaid motif. They're a hot commodity, obviously.
You can see nipple.
Excuse me?
On the mermaids.
Shush. Quit that.
I mean like a silhouette.
Yeah. There is, it's free shipping for orders over $15. International orders do cost more. And I see we've already started getting some international orders. And when you order, it does say that,
Nibble.
By the way, that, there is a shipping charge if it's outside the U.S. I mean, Thanksgiving is an American holiday, right, Bill? Thanksgiving?
They have it in Canada, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So,
but because of the nature of this program, it is somewhat international.
It is, but just know, and we won't screw you on the shipping there
any more than the $4.99 T-shirt screws you.
How does that screw you? That's a hell of a deal,
exactly.
Bill.
What do you
three
mean?
Three T-shirts does not get free shipping.
Oh,
get four.
Putting the screws to us for three pennies.
All right, Scrooge, quit it. Yeah, no, it's a great deal regardless. But I mean, we have to charge a few more bucks to cover that international cost. We're already taking a loss on these T-shirts. They're worth millions.
He's taking a Greg's taking a bath on these.
How can he do it?
He's insane.
That's not true. I've taken a bath with these. That's why they're only $4.99.
Now he's taking a bath.
Okay, now we know.
Hello.
He's insane.
The Scuba Radio T-shirts make a hell of a loofah.
Wow. The $4.99 Dead Skin Special.
Is that why? Wait a minute.
They're brand new.
Are these discolored?
No, they're not. They're not.
That's not tie-dye.
They're not seconds. These are fresh from
no,
the.
We call that color eggshell.
quit it. That's not true. I did get a text from one guy. He says, "Hey, $4.99. That's a great price for the T-shirt. How much for the girl modeling it?"
He said, $4.99. You out your mind?"
That isn't what he said.
He said, how much for the girl modeling it?
Yeah. The girls, the women.
Actually, I really kind of like that picture. It's a good picture.
Yeah, it's Mermaid Tony. Yeah, she's not for sale, awesome. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think she's wearing anything but the T-shirt.
Hey.
Hey now.
Hey now.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Behave yourselves, because Santa can still look into his magic snowball and see just what you're up to. And now that you know all about him, you can be darn sure that comes snow or high water,
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Everybody, here we go.
You better watch out.
Better watch out.
You better not cry.
Don't
cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Yep.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa.
He's making a list.
I think he's coming to our town. I don't know how soon. I don't know if he'll make a special holiday appearance before we end up today, but he might.
Oh, I'm
praying see him
to
out.
God, no.
I saw him out there outside of the studio. He had a sign that said, Occupy Scuba Radio.
Oh, no.
With his hand out, smelling of booze and urine. But, you know, I said, dude, just this isn't really a great place for a protest.
Yeah, he said, and also said, I am the 90% proof.
Yeah, that's true.
I am the 90 proof.
Yeah.
That may be. I don't know. I'm feeling very thankful this weekend with the
not
thankful specials. I'm feeling thankful. Yeah. And maybe we ought to let him in for the last segment of the show.
Yeah, I would rather.
Please don't.
I would rather bring in that guy we used to have around here. What the hell was his name? Tank? I would rather have Tank here.
Whatever happened to Tank? He's working pretty.
He gets out in 2 weeks. Furlough in 2 weeks.
Really? I thought he was at the strip clubs. He was working full time right now. This is a busy season for the.
He was a DJ
before the adult entertainment complexes.
Yeah. Is that where you get the mermaids?
No, it's not.
No,
don't start that rumor, please.
No, I'm just asking.
Don't perpetuate that rumor any more than we already have.
No, that's not true. But I don't know. We'll see. I haven't heard from him, but we'll. I don't know. We'll see if we can get Juan out there who's cleaning the carpets today to track down one of those guys, and we'll see. In the meantime,
they're not cleaning the carpets. That's from the other radio show.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, that's the World of Boating News team.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
He's doing research, is he?
You know what?
I have always wondered why they didn't like you. Interesting.
And now I know.
All right. Well, hey, look. Let's just move on right now. We have Ty Sawyer. On Scuba Radio. Ty, how you doing? Good to hear your voice again, my friend.
I have always liked his whitewashing work.
And Ty, a big member of the dive industry, he's been doing this stuff for years and years, editor of Sport Diver Magazine for many years, and the list just goes on and on and on. But the main thing you're doing now, one of several, is this TV show, Ty. It's been on for, what, the last year now, or how long has it been on?
The last year, we're almost finished with our entire first season. We've got nine episodes under our belt, and it's exciting. It's a great new way for me to tell a story.
All right, I just want to be perfectly clear, because I know if we made a TV show and nine of the episodes were underneath our belt, it would mean that all the filming was done below our belt. Please tell me that's not exactly how that happened. With your show, Ty.
It's not entirely that way, just about 80%. Or maybe 90% like the guy out in the street.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we've thought about putting a little GoPro video camera on Scuba Radio Drunken Santa's, you know, hat. But
no, thank you. I don't want to know what happens.
Well,
I do not want to know what happens.
We get arrested. So we.
I don't know, man. It sounds like it might be a good future episode. Maybe help us branch out into a different market.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got plenty of ideas. Not many of them are good, but we're willing to share with you, Ty. But tell us about. Well, first of all, the title of the show is
Another Shade of Blue with Ty Sawyer.
And you can catch this where?
Bam.
You can what?
Where can you see it? Where?
You can see it on Tuff TV. You can see it on the Outdoor Channel. You can see it on Coldcast. We're actually the number one downloaded show on Coldcast.tv, and that's with a K. And that's one of those things where you can go on anywhere in the world and take a look at it.
Yeah, that's Coolcast, right? K-O-O.
K-O-L-D, Coldcast.
Oh, Coldcast. Okay, Coldcast. Okay, and you can check that out and catch up with some of the episodes there. But what do you have coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, we just finished shooting in Cozumel. We shot an episode there, and then we're off to Puerto Rico and then the Bahamas, and I think Dominican Republic is after that.
Nice. So you're going to all the hot diving spots, and obviously it's a dive-focused show to some extent, but that's really not the main, you know, the main agenda. It's really a all-encompass travel adventure type thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a water adventure show with a bias, obviously, with another shade of blue. With our backgrounds, we have one segment that we do in every show that's a dive segment, and the rest are all topside segments. But it's all in a place where water plays a big part in the adventures that we go on.
All right, and how long is the schedule for in advance as you're fleeing ahead of international policing agencies? Because that's what it looks like when you talk to me about the schedule. I say, I don't think we have extradition with them, so let's go there next.
Well, that you know, 6 weeks. That's the window we have.
Very nice. So, you guys have a website, and isn't this tied into this new iPod app? Are we allowed to talk about that yet? Or
yeah, no, we can talk about the iPod app. It hasn't officially launched yet, but Another Shade of Blue will be part of it as well. It's a digital magazine. It's 365-day-a-year user-defined opt-in e-mag. And Another Shade of Blue has a whole part on it, a whole segment on it, essentially an app within an app. So you can see behind the scenes, you can see video snippets, you can see the crew as we work. You can do all kinds of stuff on it.
Now, when you're flying in and doing a show for the TV show, how many days are you there? Does it depend on the location and to shoot it's a half-hour episode, I believe, right?
A half-an-hour episode takes about 7 days to film.
Yeah.
And the big chunk of that is the underwater bit, because the underwater parts, as you know, are really a lot more difficult to get than the above water. Just because sometimes the subject matters and the creatures don't cooperate. But we've done 2 weeks in places where we've gotten two episodes out of it, which is always fun to do, where we come out with two. We actually got two out of the Cayman episode. We got a Guy Harvey-focused one, and we got an eco-adventure-focused one on.
Nice. And I would imagine that sometimes when you're out and about, people that are at the destination, too, they might end up being on the show by default, if they're lucky kind of thing, or at least they can watch the production to a certain extent, I guess, right?
Yeah. If they're lucky, you know, we've grabbed a bunch of people on dive boats to be models for us, the way that works. And obviously, anyone who's part of anything we're involved with, any adventure, any things that we experience is going to be on TV as well. And that's whether they want to or not.
Now, are you starting to gather a gag reel, a blooper reel on these adventures?
Well, yeah.
Saving that for a DVD release or what?
Yeah, I think so, but I think I'll be bleeped out for about every third word, because it's usually something that I've messed up.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That's it. It's just part of the fun adventure of it. And yeah. So your next trip is Cozumel.
No, we just
Oh, you just
Cozumel.
Got back from Cozumel.
Just got back just before Thanksgiving. We got back. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Well, back at you. So what was the main standout there in Cozumel that you guys came across? Did you experience something kind of unique, or were you just trying to get an overall taste of the area as far as diving and stuff?
No, we did. We experienced a couple of unique things. And I've been going to Cozumel for years, but I hadn't really explored too much up north. So we went up north with an expert named Sergio, who has a place where you can actually sleep near San Gervasio at night. And he has a sweat lodge, a Maya sweat lodge, and he takes you through the culture and the significance of it. And that was something I'd never experienced.
Oh, wait, hold on. A sweat lodge? What the heck is that?
That's where you go after you've had all the tequila at Carlos and Charlie's.
Nice. All right, so you have a shot at Carlos and Charlie's in Cozumel, and then you go to a sweat lodge to sweat the tequila out of your
right.
your bloodstream.
No, It's a Maya ritual, you know, like the American Indian rituals, and I didn't really know it existed, but he built one out in the middle of the island. And you go out there and you overnight and you sleep on hammocks, and he takes you through all the stories and the rituals, and you sit in that sweat lodge, and he brings in the hot rocks, and you sit there and
all
talk
right.
about your life.
Now, do you pay him, or does he pay you? That doesn't sound like a 5-star resort type of adventure to me, but I don't know.
It's a cool adventure. It's something that you need to do. I mean, our show focuses a lot on authentic and real and raw, rather than 5-star and pampering. So, I mean, there's nothing that gets you to the heartbeat of a destination quicker than a sweat lodge with a bunch of other naked men pulling their hearts.
Speaking of raw,
it's sounding more appealing as we go, continue.
No, it'll be a good moment for the mermaid.
Yeah, exactly. That might be a little marketing angle you could throw at him.
Nipple.
Exchange. Oh, boy. All right. Well, what's the website again, Ty, for your for the TV show, and they can find out about the app and stuff too.
The website is anothershadeofblue.tv.
All right. Very good.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to 5-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
It is Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. Jimmy the Bubble Boy, go ahead. Let's see if we can get Drunken Santa in here in just a bit. Before then, however,
got two things. One, Ty wanted everybody to check out Dive Traveler on Facebook. Just type in Dive Traveler, like the page. That application is going to be available in about 6 weeks.
Okay. There you go. Dive Traveler on Facebook and like it. And you can get info.
Like it or not. Didn't we have a giveaway today?
We do. The Scuba Snobs book. We have an autographed copy from Dennis and the gang from scubasnobs.com that they've provided to us to give away today in honor of Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. So the first, well, no, we'll make the fifth caller
fifth
at 888-88-SCUBA right now, 888-88-SCUBA. Dial in right now. We will hook you up with your very own autographed copy of the Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette. All right? It's available at scubasnobs.com, but yours free and autographed to you if you dial up now at 888-88-SCUBA. All right, so continuing on. Jimmy, any luck with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa? Where's he at?
Yeah, Greg, there's a little bit of an issue in the parking garage. Looks like Scuba Santa slipped in a puddle of something he created himself and smashed his head against the trunk of a car. So he's out there right now.
He did that last year. The video is still up there at scubaradio.com.
I hope he's okay.
That's not last year's video. That's actually, that's current.
Do we have, I see, that's not him over there. Who is that? Who is that?
Oh, God, here he comes.
Hello?
He's Craig the Dive Master.
What?
Oh, hell yeah. It's Tank. Your buddy Tank.
Tank! Tank!
What's
going on,
buddy?
Tank.
What's
oh my
up,
God.
Buddy?
Tank,
happy
how are you?
Happy Thanksgiving to all the sexy, sexy ladies out there listening to Scuba Radio.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Now, we were going to have Drunken Santa on, but... I
found your studio, buddy.
What?
I was out cruising around in my sexy Hummer.
Nice.
And, I heard you were in town. I saw the decals on all the cars. I figured this had to be the place.
Yeah, well, this is our studio for now, yeah. We're getting ready to upgrade. We're getting ready to move.
Oh, hell yeah.
How you been, man? You've been working.
Some pimp, right. Pimp outfit you got here.
Yeah, Tank, and what do you do again?
I'm a DJ at a gentleman's club.
Ah, yes.
And I provide the sexy beats to all the sexy, sexy ladies out there.
Nice.
Dancing for your tips and your tips only.
Okay. Yeah.
Heard about the hot deals you got at scubaradio.com.
Yeah, the $4.99 deal on
$4.99. Hell yeah. Get it, guys. Get it while they're hot.
Nice.
Get them now.
All right, Tank.
Jump in and get wet with Scuba Radio. hell yeah.
So you've been busy. Is it the holidays are probably very
busy? I'm a busy little beaver. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think you do.
I
think you do.
I may. Yeah. But,
my microphone sounds awesome, by the way.
But it does.
Hot mic.
Yeah. Well, Tank, there was a nasty rumor started earlier in the show that you are a scout for Scuba Radio Mermaid.
I'm always on the lookout for hot tail.
Yeah, you know, yeah, but that's not
hot tuna.
That has nothing to do with the Scuba Radio Mermaids. Let's just make sure that's clear, correct?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just want to double check and make sure we don't start any unnecessary drama amongst our pot of mermaids.
Get set to get wet.
These are dive instructor girls. He's
get set to
girls.
Get wet.
I mean, they work in the dive industry.
They're working it. That's for sure.
Yeah, of course. So you liking the mermaid T-shirt that we have on sale?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's this weekend only.
I'm going to get some more.
You're going to
pick up $4.99. I'm going to pick up some $4.99 to get $15. 50% off, is it? What is it?
Yeah, if you spend over $50, you get 15% off with the code.
Hot deal.
15 off.
15,
and
hell yeah.
Free shipping.
Free shipping. Can't beat that, guys. Get them now. Get them while they're hot.
If you order over $15.
Scoop Radio T-shirt, $4.99 with the sexy, sexy mermaids. Not one, but two. Two sexy mermaids on that T-shirt, and I do believe you can see quite the silhouette on there.
It's
nipple.
You'll keep coming back for more, if you know what I'm talking about.
He's quite the salesman, is he not, Bill? Tank?
It's always great to have Tank here.
Is it?
No.
To happy Thanksgiving.
A lot of air.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, I do prefer the overwhelming aroma of Dracar Noir.
That's a good
what that is?
Yeah.
I thought that was Old Spice.
I don't know what
Santa.
It is.
That's Santa.
What is that?
Sexy,
Tank?
Sexy scent aroma. It's my own concoction. I mix a little of this and a little of that.
Yeah.
Some raw testosterone.
Nice.
Well, unprocessed. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And pimento cheese.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, okay, whatever works.
Glad you guys are still doing your thing. Good to see you. Good to see everybody. And I was hoping there'd be some sexy mermaids in here, but maybe next time.
Well, they knew you were coming, so they didn't show today.
I might have to hop down to the Keys with you.
Well, maybe. You want to come?
Hell, hell yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, well, Tank, thanks for stopping by.
You got it, buddy. Got to run. Got to jump in the Hummer.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to all, and to all a good night. Hell yeah.
All right, there you go. Tank on Thanksgiving weekend. That's
congratulations, by the way, to George from Othello, Washington. George from Othello, Washington was our fifth caller.
Yeah.
And he got an autographed copy of a Scuba Snobs book, Scuba Snobs. You can go to scubasnobs.com and get your own copy of the book without the the autographing.
Yes, this is true. All right, very good. And don't forget, once again, a big sale going on right now at scubaradio.com. Just click on the shopping tab. Scuba Radio jackets and parkas are on sale. They're $10 off. Scuba Radio hats are $7.50, $7.49, actually. Shirts $4.99. The Uzi, Scuba Radio Uzi dive towels, which are really
those are
huge.
Nice towels.
They're big. Really, really nice.
They call them Thirsty.
Thirsty. $9.99. That's this weekend only. Take advantage of it. Free shipping on orders over $15 and an extra 15% off if you order over $50.
Hey, Tank, come back. We need you for the end of the show. Come back, Tank.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Tank. I thought he left. What?
I called him back because we need him for the end of the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what to do then.
Remember, guys, it's a better town where it's wetter. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, okay. That'll have to do for this week. Happy Thanksgiving,
Happy
everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, hell yeah.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.